Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. We're continuing our tour of Ulster County. Boy, are there a lot of attractions. And we're going to be going up into the Kingston and the Saugerties area today. We're welcoming the director of Ulster County Tourism, Rick Remsnyder.
Good morning again, Marianne.
Boy,
How are you?
You've got a lot to cover up there, let me tell you. It's amazing. So we were in Marlborough, we went north, we went into Highland. Okay, you keep going north and you end up in New Paltz. We covered pretty much New Paltz. I don't know if there's anything else you need to add from up there. And then what's next if you head up to 9W?
If we go up 9W, you're going to go by the John Burroughs retreat, which is something that's in the town of Esopus. Very famous writer, John Burroughs. If you go on our website, you can see when it's open. But you'll go through, when you go to 9W, you're going to go through the hamlet of Port Ewan, and you're going to go right across into the city of Kingston. And that's actually where our offices are located. We're right down on the waterfront. And it's really something that we're very busy, particularly in the summer and the fall. I always tell people when they come to the city of Kingston, there's so many things to do, but they need to come to the downtown section of the city because, first of all, there's a lot of great restaurants and shops along the waterfront. We have a beautiful walk along the waterfront. We have the Rip Van Winkle, which is a cruise boat that goes, tour boat that goes out to the Hudson for a two-hour tour, which locals and visitors from afar love going on the Rip Van Winkle.
Do they go north or south on the Hudson?
It's mostly south, and then there's a turnaround, and they go by Rhinecliff, which is in Dutchess County, right across from Ulster, and then they come back into the port. So it's a two-hour tour, and they have food, and actually, they have a tour guide there that gives a presentation. So you're going to learn a lot about what is happening up and down the both sides of the Hudson, and you'll see a lot of different places that you may have heard of, but you can't see. But you can see them from the river, so it's a really a fantastic boat ride. I've done it a number of times. I'll tell you how significant it is. I know we haven't talked about this, but Stewart Airport is now bringing in, I don't know if you've heard about Norwegian Airlines coming in, and they're bringing a number of, they've already started bringing a number of flights in every week and from the UK, and it's going to be great for business. But we had a fam tour where we brought a dozen travel agents from Ireland. It was called Barhead Travel, and they were here for 4 or 5 days in Ulster, Dutchess, Orange, Strand, Sullivan, and they said one of the highlights of their trip was going on the Rip Van Winkle because it was such a relaxing two-hour boat ride, and they could kind of clear their heads after being taken all over.
Isn't that nice?
It was like a blitzkrieg where we're trying to show them everything. So that's something that's a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you something, Rick. My research, I watch tourism all over the place. You are going to get some bumper travel coming in from Europe. The instability over there, people are not wanting to take the vacations in Europe. They want to come to the United States. And you are, I'm convinced you're going to see huge increases as, and so you're seeing, well, the Norwegian, that's going to be a great, they're going to do very well because everybody from Europe can go through there to get in. But I think there's a lot of growth that's coming. And I'm big on, if you really want to grow economies, you got to help the small businesses. I don't think it's the big corporations as much as the small businesses that really go out and hire and really do more for a local economy. So you're going to be in good shape, and you've got all the attractions ready to go. Kingston is a significant. I mean, as far as water, the history of the Hudson and the history of Kingston was real important. And you were saying about Kingston was the first capital of the state?
Yes, it was the first. This was the first state capital.
Wow.
And it was a short tenure until the British burned it down. And so every other year, this is one of those years, October 13th through 15th, we reenact that. It's called the Burning of Kingston. Mm-hmm. It's a week-long celebration, and obviously the history and of the city of Kingston. And that's something that if people want to see reenactors and they dress, obviously, in the British garb and obviously the natives back then. And it's really a fun event, and it's very, you know, very historic. So it's throughout the city of Kingston. So those October 13th and 15th is really a great celebration of the city of Kingston.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. You have a trolley museum down there, too? Or
yes, we do. Yeah. Yes, it's right. I could almost see it from my office. it's definitely right along the waterfront. So that's something we have Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They have trolley rides going out along the street and out to Kingston Point. That's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
And the kids love that.
Oh, yeah. They love it. And you've got some good antiquing in Kingston, I think, too. I used to like the antique shops. Is there a part of the city that they should go to for antiquing? Or
actually, yeah. Mostly, we have a lot of antique stores downtown and uptown. Kingston is really kind of enjoyed a renaissance. A lot of new businesses and restaurants and have moved into the uptown portion of Kingston. So it's something that we see a lot of tech businesses are relocating from the city into Ulster County, and seems a lot of them are coming into the city of Kingston. You don't need to spend that exorbitant rent fee or rental fee in the city when you can conduct the same business here in Ulster County and have beautiful surroundings to boot. So we have really, in the last decade or so, seen an influx of new businesses come to Ulster County, and a lot of them are coming to uptown and downtown city of Kingston.
Yeah. Now, the uptown part is called the Stockade area, right?
The Stockade, yes.
Okay. And that used to be a real stockade, I guess, years ago.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was built to keep the British out. Didn't really work that well.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
But they burned it down, but there are still remnants of it.
You've got some beautiful shops up there and some really nice natural food stores, art stores, all kinds of things up there.
Yes, there's a lot of great food places, restaurants, organic meats, as I think we mentioned previously. So, there's every Saturday, there's a farmer's market right. Oh. They close the streets uptown Kingston, and I was there a couple of weeks ago. And you can get the samples and buy all kinds of food that they have available from our local farms and it's cideries and wineries, and it's just that's another thing that's huge we haven't mentioned, is all the cideries and the wineries that we have. There's more than 30 craft beverage businesses here in Ulster County now. That is really a significant number that has grown in the last 4 or 5 years. So that's something that you can buy directly from them at the Kingston Farmers Market, or obviously can go to wherever they're located throughout the county.
Yeah, and your wineries have been there forever because of the way the hills are, and you know the terrain has been very good for wineries forever. So having these other craft places is kind of nice. And a farmer's market is terrific because you've got the farms are spread out, and here you can go to one place and you basically see the best of everything. It's wonderful.
You're absolutely right, and we're very fortunate to be part of the Shawangunk Wine Trail. Mm-hmm. There's 12 wineries between Ulster and Orange County, and they have special weekends where you can go and get a designated driver, and you can hit all the wineries in one fell swoop. So it's something that's a big business here in Ulster County.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, the farmer's market, do you know the hours for that, the one in Kingston?
It's 10 to 5 in that area.
Okay.
I don't have it right in front of me, but certainly a large portion, you know, 10, I believe it's 10 to 5.
And that's a good day to go up there, too. That's a nice thing. Now, what about, you've got, what's the name of the theater that's over there? Ulster Performing Arts Center?
Yes, Ulster Performing Arts Center.
That's amazing.
Well, it's certainly... certainly a lot of great performances are done there throughout the year. They're currently closed because they're doing some renovations, some major renovations. But it's right in the Midtown Broadway. It's certainly one of our most popular places to see performing arts. You just about everybody that you can imagine has been there, and I remember going. That was a number of years ago. Regis Philbin.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you know, yeah. Regis actually held a show there.
Wow. Well, you get so. Big names. I mean, you've got some big attractions coming up there. I mean, we Meatloaf was there. I mean, big names that you know people would love to see that you won't see anywhere else in the Hudson Valley. Maybe West Point might get some of the names, but you Pack's got them. They really are excellent. So
yes,
and they do the stuff at Christmas too, right? They do special Christmas shows.
Yes, they do, and yeah. A lot of kids shows are very good with the schools. And yeah, I would urge people to go on the our website. You can see UPAC, and you can see their schedule. And Ulster Performing Arts Center is something that has really been good for businesses in the Midtown section of the city, because you know people coming in, let's say the show's 8 o'clock. There's a lot of great restaurants right yep. around the theater, and there's ample parking. So it's a nice night to go. And like I said, they're doing some renovations and making this really a nice theater.
Yeah, yeah. You've got a big visitor center somewhere in the town too, right? If people want to go load up on brochures or something, where would they go for that?
I'm sitting right there. I'm sitting in my office at 20 Broadway. So it's, yeah, it's at the base. It's all the way downtown. It's the last building on the left-hand side. It's right across from Savona's Restaurant and Mariner's and Ship to Shore, these great restaurants
oh, yeah.
we have down here, and right across the street from the Rip Van Winkle.
Okay.
So, yeah, people should come down, 20 Broadway. We have not only our travel guide, our hiking guide, golf guide, cultural heritage guide, but we have all the brochures and rack cards for all of our attractions, and I encourage people to come down and get all the information they want.
Wow, yeah, that's a good thing. I also forgot to mention Deisling in Kingston. If you want to go to an incredible little place, it's right when you get off the thruway. It's not too far from the thruway. You go around the rotary, and they've got, they're a bakery, but they also have a little place where you can eat, and a lot of the locals go in there and eat, but they make eclairs and stuff that I've never, the best bakery I've been in is the Deisling's one up in Kingston. It's a
You're absolutely correct. My late parents, both passed away probably 10, 12 years ago. They used to love going to Deisling's for the German chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah.
And you're right about the eclairs, and they do have great restaurant in there, and for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And they actually opened. They have a store now in oh. which is basically right, almost directly. It's kitty corner to UPAC. So that's
oh,
a,
wow.
so they've been so popular that they have two places now. So yeah, Deisling's is a great bakery and restaurant, and you're absolutely correct. It's right around the corner from the Trailways bus station. So we
yeah.
get a lot of people just before they go on the bus to get out of the city. They're loading up on all kinds
That's
of
right.
Danish and bagels and sandwiches. So
oh,
it's
and
a great,
breads
great spot.
Are incredible breads, too. I mean, you just can't go wrong in the place. That's a must stop before you go home and load up. That's definitely good. All right. So we're through Kingston. We're moving north up 9W, right? So what are we going to see next? After we go
well, we haven't talked about oh. Saugerties, which is has been labeled by several publications as one of the best small towns in New York State. And when you talk about Saugerties, you have to start with the Hits Horse Show, which is throughout the summer. The owner, Tom Strazzeri, relocated his horse show probably has been close to a decade now. It used to be in Ellenville, right next to the Nevely Grand Resort, where I used to work. and he's built some permanent structures, and the horse shows though there are spectacular world-class riders. Actually, Bruce Springsteen's daughter is quite an equestrian. She's been here, competed a couple times. Bruce has been here. You'll see in several spots in Ulster County, Savona's and Uptown Kingston, number of places where he ate, and so it's a great place if you like equestrian riding, and has generated a lot of businesses. Obviously, if you own a horse, you got a lot of money. So we love it.
Wow, isn't that wonderful? Where are they? Whereabouts in Saugerties? I'm not familiar with it.
It's just outside. I'm sure you know where Cantyde Field is, where the Garlic Festival. Yeah. September. It's right out, just past the Garlic Festival.
Okay. So. Wow, that's during the summer. Okay.
Yes, and it's he also. Tom Strazzeri, the owner, built Diamond Mills Tavern, and he has great accommodations in downtown Saugerties. It's a very highly thought of resort. It's right on creek and waterfalls there. It's beautiful and a great restaurant. So Tom has really been a progressive thinker and has been built a great reputation helping out Saugerties with hits. So it's a great spot, and we're very lucky to have it here.
Very nice. That's wonderful. I didn't realize about the Saugerties is used. They're well known also for their antiquing up there, right? And
yes.
Is that a community?
They have a lot of great antique places right on the main street there, and they have one of the older theaters. It's called the Orpheum Theater right downtown Saugerties. It's one of these places. It's kind of a throwback to the old time cinemas, and there's a lot of nice antique stores and restaurants, and I have to throw a plug in for one of my favorite places there. It's called the Dutch Ale House. I don't know if you've been there or not. They have great food. There's a lot of really nice restaurants along the main street in Saugerties. So that's a place, if you're coming to Ulster County, you like horses, you like antiques, you like garlic, come to Saugerties.
Yeah. So the Garlic Festival, you said, was September.
Yes, it's September 30th, October 1st. We've had as many as 45,000 people come to the two-day event on Saturday and Sunday. So it's Cantyde Field is a great venue for it, and it's right off. It's called Washington Avenue Extension. You can't miss it once you come in to Saugerties. And if you like garlic, they got tons of garlic.
Plan to load up on your garlic. You get like 50,000 people. You get big crowds for that. That's a big event, huh?
Yes, we do. They come from all over the Northeast. And one of the things that you might want to try if you come to the Garlic Festival is garlic ice cream. Have you ever had that, Marianne?
No, never had it. Really? Garlic ice cream?
It's unique tasting experience, I'll put it that way.
That's the other thing I want to plug in your county, in your area of Saugerties, is the Kraus chocolates.
Yes,
this company has been around a long time, and the family, they were, I think, German chocolatiers that came over. There were three. There was I think two brothers and a sister or something, and one went into Jersey, and one went to Albany, and there was the other one in this area. And I'll tell you, you could put that against any chocolate sold anywhere in the world, and they are wonderful.
It is, and it's actually right next to Diamond Mills.
Okay.
And it's a very popular place, so yes, come to see Krauss's chocolate. World famous
and
Delectable Delights, as they like to say.
And they got a whole line for diabetics, and Kraus chocolates has a unique thing. You can take a box and you can put together a pound or 2 pounds. They also ship all over, so you don't want to ship in the summer, but during the winter you can send box of candy to people, and that's the kind of candy people really love. I remember I was at one of the the state tourism conference. It has to be, again, 20 years ago, maybe. And I had little boxes of Krauss chocolates that I gave away along with our, you know, the information that we were doing. And I'll tell you, more TPAs came over to me and said, "That where's this candy company from?" than anywhere. They really loved the Krauss chocolate. So
absolutely. And it's become a destination. I mean, we have group tours through some of our receptive operators here in Ulster County, and that's one of the regular stops on for the group tours. And you'll see buses there to get off load up on
the chocolate.
Yeah. Definitely.
Somebody said they were thinking about opening a place in New Paltz. Did they ever do that? Do you know? Did they?
Not yet.
Okay.
I have not seen that yet.
Okay.
But that would be great for me since I'm in New Paltz.
Yeah, they were thinking about opening. I don't know where, but near the book place, somewhere near a book place. I don't know.
Okay.
So anyway, that's it. So Sorgatys is another really good place. The shopping is pretty much downtown, right? The malls are more in the Kingston area.
Yes. Shopping definitely in Sorgatys downtown. We have the Hudson Valley Mall in Kingston.
Yep.
We have great shopping, obviously, here in Ulster County.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Malls and downtown areas are pretty full this time of the year, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's a nice ride. We like going up 9W and just meandering. There's the Applebim Farm Market along there and a lot of interesting little places where people could stop. Also in New Paltz, I forgot to mention the Walk Hill View Farm Market. That's a really nice farm. That's like, they call it, what, the flats or something they call it?
Yes. It's one of our nicest farm markets. It's just after you go across the Walk Hill Bridge, and it's just past the right-hand turn you take to go up to Mohung Mountain House, and it's before you get to the Ulster County Fair. They have great, in addition to all the apples and all, they have great baked goods there.
Oh, yeah.
And all the vegetables. It's a place that is really busy this time of the year, and it's certainly, if you're in New Paltz, you want to go there.
Yeah, I load up on salad dressings too. They got all kinds of interesting little things they're selling in that market. So we're running out of time again. I can't believe it. Can you give us the website, a phone number, if somebody wants to bring a group maybe and wants to hook into somebody to help them with that?
Yes. Our website is UlsterCountyAlive.com. You can call our toll-free number, which is 800-342-5826. If you're interested, you can get me directly at 845-340-3568. Our travel guide is available. We have it throughout the county, 10 surrounding counties. We're on the New York State Thruway. And if you want one, you can email us, call us, go on our website. There's all the contact information. We'll be happy to send you out a travel guide, or you can go online and you print it out yourself. 68 pages, full color. We have a pull-out map, so it has all the information that you and all the events and activities that you need to know for the coming year.
Yeah, and I'd like to say I get travel guides from all over the state. This is one of the nicest travel guides, very easy to use. Also, we didn't talk about Christmas Tree Farms and U-Picks. So there's a whole sections on each thing. It's organized well, and with Ulster County, you really have a huge selection in each of the categories, whether it's entertainment or shopping or whatever. So you want to get it, because then you can read all the little blurbs about each of the places and really fine-tune what you're doing. So, Rick, I can't thank you enough for helping us and allowing us to do several shows on your county also.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Call me back anytime. We'll start talking about 2018.
Oh, yeah, and you got the fall and the winter coming up, so I'm
absolutely
sure you got stuff coming. All right, so thank you very much, and that's a wrap for this week. I hope everybody checks out Ulster County. You're going to find plenty to do. It's very convenient, and I think you're going to like the people up there. Okay, have a wonderful week.